So I'm recording this, right? Because I got off topic, but I totally agree with what you're saying. I'm glad you made this thread. The assumptions people have in this fucking stupid community need to be challenged. So I'm just gonna say this real quick, okay? Just for anyone listening, the fucking where Jews get their power from for real, their true power comes from the fact that Christianity and Islam are like fucking descended from the Jewish religion. Okay? Judaism is a forerunner of the two largest religions on earth. Collectively, right? Because like Islam has like there's over a billion Muslims, there's like over 2 billion Catholics. I don't know how many fucking Protestants there are, but like, you know, it's over 3 billion people, okay, are fucking subject to these religions. Plus, like, there's millions of Jews, so it's like, it's a lot of fucking people, okay? So that's where their fucking power comes from. And, you know, the West motherfucking, like, took over the world and completely influenced everywhere on Earth, right? And, the, you know, so that's Christian influence was spread all over Earth. And then Islam, obviously, you know, they spread themselves and their beliefs all the way to fucking Indonesia, into Africa. You know, they obviously have total dominion over the Middle East. You know, fucking they went into fucking Turkey, all that shit, right? So that's where, right? Okay, so, you know, I got that over with. That's where the real power comes from. Okay, influencing these giant, these huge civilizations. I'm glad that you brought up Irish people, right? Because like anyone who thinks Irish people take over rule the world, that's obviously like pure mental illness. You know, being in some fucking movies and shit. You know, making you know, being a pop star, right? Like Lady Gaga or whatever. You know, that shit does not, that doesn't mean shit. There's fucking, there's black people in the fucking entertainment industry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, black people don't rule the fucking world, you know? Irish people don't rule the world. Like, this is all obviously absurd. Japanese people don't rule the world, and they fucking, they've influenced almost everyone in the forum. Most people here are weebs, you know? Japanese people don't fucking rule the world. They got fucking nuked twice. And, fucking, so the origin of this whole Jewish, anti-Jewish conspiracy theory, okay? And also, I mean, I'm fucking in this, I'm, like, right, almost over 3 minutes in. I just want to fucking make it clear to anyone listening. I'm not a fucking Zionist. I'm not a Jew worshiper, okay? I fucking, if you know me, you already know about my spiritual practices. I intentionally keep fucking my practices devoid of like as much Jewish influence as I can. Like I said, not for any bigoted reason, just because I don't want it, right? But I'm getting off topic as well. So let me get back on track, okay? Fucking. Yeah, so having influence doesn't mean you... Okay, actually, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself, okay? Let's talk about the origins of this Jewish thing, right? So basically, Jews were in Europe, like, since the fucking Roman times, okay? Since ancient times, okay? And when Christians took over, you know, Christians were just fucking killing everyone that wasn't them, basically, right? And they had the fucking Inquisition. And all these pogroms and shit, you know what I mean? They used to make Jews live in the fucking, like, in, like, a fenced-up part of town, all kinds of shit. And then fucking what Nazi Germany did was the last, the Holocaust was the last pogrom. And I know there's people in this forum that suck Hitler's cock, but fucking, he was a fucking a nutcase, fucking Fruit Loop. You know, him blaming the problems on Judaism was stupid as hell. When the destruction of Germany was caused by America, England, fucking France, Belgium, like, you know what I mean? It was the fucking neighboring countries that destroyed his fucking his country, dude. Not a fucking not ethnic minorities and shit. You know, Germany was fucking destroyed by World War One. But he was a nutcase, so that's why it went down the way it did. Now the Jewish conspiracy, right? So back then, what the Nazis believed was even more absurd and detached from reality than Jewish conspiracies today. Because Jews had way less fucking influence in the 30s than they do today. Yeah, I had to pause recording, right? Because I got sidetracked by real life stuff. But so let me try to remember what I was talking about. Okay, yeah. So I was talking about, so the Nazi anti-Jewish conspiracy was more absurd than the anti-Jewish stuff today, because Jews had a tiny fraction of the influence they have today. They had very little influence, really. And that's why a fucking genocide was even possible in the first place. They didn't have a fucking ethno state. You know what I mean? They fucking, they didn't have any of the apparatuses they have today, like, you know, the Daily Wire, or, you know what I mean? They didn't have the internet. They didn't have any of that shit. And also the thing that none of these chuds want to admit is that Zionism is literally just Jewish nationalism. Is literally, it's from the same fucking movement as third positionism. It's ethno-national. Can I get my fucking thought? And I know these people, they're ignorant as hell. Okay? They don't understand that this incel stuff, these incel forms, all this black pill, incel, all this white pill, all this shit is alt-right. This is an alt-right forum. All this shit is. And the alt-right is a descendant of fucking Hitlerism. And it's like a fucking, a third position psyop to fucking normalize neo-Nazi concepts that was completely successful. Like, one of the big guys who is responsible for creating all of this is Cultured Thug, who was like the guy on YouTube who's walking around calling himself a fascist. I mean, and he didn't just call himself that. He was third positionist, is third positionist all the way. Right, so I'm done with that, but you know, that's basically why everyone here is fucking believes in this shit. Okay, yeah, so I really hope I didn't fucking see this already, right? Because fucking, like I said, I paused this fucking shit like for like, you know, 20 minutes before coming back, so I actually forgot what I said. I really hope I'm not repeating myself about influence, okay? Because you mentioned, yeah, there's a lot of Irish people in the entertainment industry. Obviously Irish people do not rule the fucking world. There's also a lot of African Americans in the fucking entertainment industry. That, right? Do African Americans rule the fucking world? You know, let's be real. So having influence, yeah, having influence doesn't mean you rule the world. Okay? China influences things economically. They don't rule the world. Russia is much less powerful than China, but they have, like, an incredibly powerful, impressively fucking powerful, like, intelligence apparatus, and they influence fucking countries all over the world with, like, these fucking, like, these ridiculous, like, elaborate psyops and shit. You know what I mean? And, about the psyops, this forum incels, all the goddamn incel forums, all the chuds, all this shit, are fucking psyoped by multiple, militaries. Multiple governments are psyoping people, and the narcissistic idiots in this forum, right, who think they're, like, they have, like, you know, this special knowledge, and they know shit, they're completely manipulated by these governments, right? So Russia is one of them, right, with their, like I said, surprisingly fucking effective and powerful intelligence apparatus. They're influenced by the American fucking intelligence apparatus, by fucking Israel's intelligence apparatus. And ironically, all these anti-Semitic people are basically mind controlled by Jews. The Jews have crazy amount of influence on the people in this forum, whether they be anti-Semitic or Zionists. Cause there's Zionists on fucking Luxmax and fucking incels.is, right? But in the fucking Israel influences both of these people, both groups of people. The right is super Jewish. The right wing, like, if this is a right wing fucking forum, like I said, the right wing is completely fucking Jewish controlled, more directly than anything, dude. Like Ben Shapiro is straight up has fucking Israeli dual citizenship. You know what I mean? You know, you got motherfucking AIPAC and shit, you know? You got all this right-wing fucking Jewish shit. Okay, and, all right, yeah, so evangelicals, right? So this kind of goes back to the first thing, where I talk about their influence coming from religion, right? Actually, I might get to that later. So, and you're correct, yes, Israel, the Jewish ethnostate, is an American creation. Okay? America rules the world. So I should have said this in the beginning, because people think Jews rule. The American government rules the world. They took over Europe and Japan in fucking World War II. And then after the fucking Soviet Union fell, then they had complete unipolarity, world domination. Okay, and that this happened in my lifetime. Okay, we are living in the age of American unipolarity, of American world domination. Right, and Israel is America's child, essentially, and there might be analogs to this of other countries, but I can't think of any right now. Right, Quebec is not France's child the way Israel's America's child, because France is not its own. Quebec is not its own separate country. But there might be a direct analogy, but like I can't think of it right now. Okay, but yeah, Israel is essentially like American just like, okay, so Alaska is American territory that's not attached to the American mainland. It's fucking attached to Canada, right? And Hawaii is in the middle of the fucking ocean. Likewise, Israel is essentially America in the fucking Middle East, in the most strategically important part of Middle East, because they have access to fucking it's between Africa and fucking Europe, and they fucking have like access to the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, right. So Israel's essentially America. Okay, Jewish power is essentially American power. Now let's talk about the big American Jewish connection. All right, yeah. So, no, Satanists do not rule the fucking world. I wish they did, although not the way, not like this, right? This world, I disagree the way this world is actually more than anyone in this forum, by the way. Okay? But, yeah, no, Satanists do not rule this fucking world. They do not rule fucking America. America is a fucking Protestant country. It was the first English settlers here were, not the first, right? Because there was, you know, Jamestown and shit, right? But the Pilgrims were a cult that got expelled from early modern, right, fucking Renaissance England for being too crazy, too religiously extreme for fucking Renaissance England. Okay, these people were freaks of nature. And that's why they were expelled. And then this fucking cult influenced American religion. And all the crazy Protestant bullshit in America, Southern Baptists, fucking Mormons, all this insanity, this is a product of that, right? And other crazy Protestant cults coming here, like Jehovah's Witness, and bullshit like that, right? The Anabaptists, and all kinds of bullshit. So, America is a very culty society. It was actually multiple societies, right, inside one territory, right? There's a lot of culty shit, and straight up cults. There's many cults, people living in cults in America. Okay, and these people, these cults fucking, they fucking worship Jews more than anyone. Okay? Like, these fucking Christian Zionists are as obsessed with Judaism as Jewish Zionists. You know, as fucking Orthodox fucking Jews in Israel, okay? And there have been crazy Protestant freaks in the American government since for a long ass time. And that is why, well, that's one of the reasons why America does so much for Israel, besides them essentially being America. Besides all the military shit, all the military advantages, there's also this ideological thing, this religious link between American Protestants in general and Jews. Right? Oh my god, almost fucking 20 minutes, right? I've said everything I need to say, and I need to go do some real life stuff. If you listen through the whole thing, thanks for listening through the whole thing.